Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
Wanted to tell you about a time where I received the best compliment slash criticism ever.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I was dating Sherry, and somebody told her that he doesn't make great boyfriend material, but he probably is going to make really good husband material.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of think it was sort of like, well, not too exciting or sexy, but I can see he's going to be a good husband.
So overall, a compliment.
I guess so, yeah. You know, somebody was able to see that down the road, the qualities in this guy are going to make him good husband material. And so, you know, if you want, you can stick with him. I think that's but it brings me to a point, which is that your actions today are prophesying your future. And as leaders, we want to lead like we're in a bigger place than we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Give more than is required. Years ago when I was in youth ministry, and it was my first like full-time youth ministry job, I produced a newsletter that went out monthly. It was multiple pages, and we mailed it out to about 200 people. I think that was the bulk mail number. We had to, you know, get to 200. In fact, I think we probably threw in a few blanks or extras or sent it to my mom to get up to the 200. But that was our list of kids and prospects, you know, mm-hmm. people that maybe had shown up once or whatever before. But it was really beyond what the size of our youth ministry demanded. Nobody was asking me to do it, mm-hmm. but I was leading like I was in a bigger place.
Yeah.
And interesting thing is after a few years of doing that, ultimately that was one of the things that my next church, a larger church, noticed mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. was impressed with the type of resources and materials that we were putting out as a ministry. So, you know, recently felt like I had a bad Sunday. Not that I was bad, but just felt like, I don't know, it was flat. The services mm-hmm. and
something
you
was
know,
off.
Yeah, just something was off. Wasn't really enjoying it. And you actually asked me, mm-hmm. You know, do you ever feel like what you bring is at a greater level than what is deserved? And I think at first I was answering like, no, I think it's on me. I think, you know, if I was a great communicator, I'd be able to lift the room and everything. But the truth is, I want to constantly be bringing something greater than what is deserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always want to prepare myself for bigger things and lead at a higher level than is necessary. So really, that's the point. That's the challenge today, that our current actions are prophesying our future.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just give what's required. Don't just give enough. Don't just do what's asked or demanded, but go beyond that. Lead like you're in a bigger place. And the story I think of in the Bible is of David and Goliath. Mm-hmm. And David's going to Saul and kind of, you know, making his case. Like, Saul's not thinking he should go do it. This is a boy, a teenager, and he's not really trained for this stuff. And as David's making his case, he says, I've been taking care of my father's sheep, and when a lion or bear comes to steal lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. And if the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this with both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan.
Wow.
Okay, so I love that. It's so funny. You know, I feel like reading it, you go, is that really necessary for a shepherd boy?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he's going above and beyond the call of duty. Like, I feel like it'd be okay, you know, if a lion or bear stopped by one day to grab a sheep, that you try to scare it off with noises and, you know, whatever, sound an alarm. But really, if it grabs one and starts going off, like, okay, we lost one today. You know,
right.
Just the way it is. Yeah. Every once in a while, you lose one.
Yep.
But David's like, I grab it by the mouth and club it to death.
I didn't know that you caught lions and bears by the jaw.
Yeah, it seems like a dangerous place to grab them. Anyway, you know, what David's saying is, I've been practicing for mm-hmm. this. You know, people are telling him, you're not ready.
Yep.
This is too big of a stage for you. And David's saying, are you kidding me? I've been doing this already.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I want to be a leader that does that. That I'm not surprised by or not ready for something bigger, but I've been practicing. I've been doing it already before it was required. So that's the thing, man. prophesy today your future by your actions.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.